Surrender to Me by My Emergence. Read by Mist Marauder. This is part 3 of her Made for Your Love series. After Judd needs to cancel date night with Grace for an extra shift at the firehouse, it soon becomes apparent that it's the beginning of Judd's bad week. When he walks into the kitchen the following morning, he doesn't so much as acknowledge Grace before he shuffles past her, heading straight towards the coffee pot. "Well, good morning to you too, Judd," Grace says, arching an eyebrow as she watches him, absolute in his silence. She's expecting Judd to turn to her with a sheepish look on his face, then swoop in with a good morning kiss. What she's not expecting is for him to practically roll his eyes, then mumble something that definitely doesn't resemble a proper greeting. Grace continues to watch him, wordlessly now, as she sips her coffee. He's like a bull in a damn china shop, fumbling with the coffee pot and cursing under his breath when the water spills as he's trying to fill the reservoir. "Everything all right?" she tries again. "Yeah," Judd answers gruffly, his eyes darting around the room. "Just trying to find the goddamn dish towel." Grace gets up from the table, abandoning her coffee and brushing past Judd, getting a clean dish towel from the cabinet where they always are. She walks over to Judd, slapping him in the ass with it. "Sure didn't think too hard about where it'd actually be, did you?" Instead of handing the towel to Judd, she moves past him to the spill on the counter, beginning to mop up the mess. "Grace, you didn't have to clean that up. I'll get it," Judd sighs as he joins her at the counter. Grace turns to him with a pointed look on her face. "I'd rather you figure out what the problem is this morning and fix it." She cleans up the last of the water, pulling a face as she steps past him. When she returns to the kitchen, he's still rooted in place, watching the coffee brew. "You gonna tell me what's going on, or am I supposed to guess?" "There ain't nothing going on," Judd drawls, pouring the coffee into his mug the instant it's done dripping, and Grace half expects him to spill that too. He lets the coffee rest on the counter, finally turning away from it to look back at her. "Could have fooled me," Grace says, "because it sure seems like you got up on the wrong side of the bed." She doesn't say anything else, her patience wearing thin. Instead, she returns to her cup of coffee and abandoned book at the dining table. Sitting back down and choosing not to pay any more mind to Judd's sour attitude. Judd makes a sound in the kitchen, then Grace hears footsteps behind her. Finally, Judd bends down and kisses the top of her head. He sits down in the seat beside her, reaching for her hand before squeezing. "You're right, and I'm sorry." Grace closes her book at the contact, turning to him with a soft smile. "Apology accepted. Just don't let it happen again." Due to a stomach bug making its way through the ranks of the firehouse, Judd's needed to work 2 extra 24-hour shifts this week. Between that and Grace's shifts at the dispatch, she's only seen Judd for a few small pockets of time in the past 7 days. When Thursday rolls around, they finally have the evening off together, which Grace has been looking forward to for days. Judd arrives home after the end of his shift, and Grace has spent the entire evening cooking one of Judd's favorite meals. She knows he's had a long week, but getting to sit back and enjoy the next few days off together will be good for him. For both of them, really. The door shuts behind Judd when he gets home, and he hooks his cowboy hat on one of the chairs at the table as he makes his way inside. "Hey, Grace," Judd says absently, kissing her on the cheek. But Grace immediately notices his body is rigid with tension. Grace looks up from the stove, just long enough to see Judd grabbing a beer from the fridge, then unceremoniously dropping himself into a chair at the dining room table. "Food smells great, baby." She internalizes a sigh as she plates their food, then brings both dishes to the table. "Think you could grab the silverware?" Judd makes a sound like he wants to say something, but he hauls himself out of the chair and goes into the kitchen to retrieve two plate settings for dinner. Grace knows he's had a long week. She does. But she's so tired of feeling like her husband's a million miles away. Even with the limited time they've had together, it just feels like he's not actually been present for a second of it. Cutting into her steak, she turns her head to look at him. So, how was work? Fine, Judd practically hisses. So long as you count TK crashing the damn ambulance into the fire engine as fine. Grace's eyebrows shoot up, and she finds herself holding in a laugh, though when she speaks, her voice is still laced with amusement. He really managed that. He's just always reckless, Judd says, so used to his daddy coming in and cleaning up all his messes. I thought you and TK worked past that a long time ago, Grace comments, then takes a bite of her vegetables as she waits for him to respond. When he doesn't, she presses on. So what, you think he intentionally hit the fire engine with the ambulance? Judd grumbles something under his breath that she can't make out, and he's being so absurd that she has to laugh again. Judson Ryder. I don't think it was intentional, but who do you think was stuck dealing with the fact that he doesn't even know how to drive? I'm gonna guess by the tone of your voice that it wasn't TK. Grace surmises, and the look on her face is less than approving. Despite that, she continues to be patient. Well, I'm sorry you had a rough shift. And the kicker is, Judd continues, cutting her off abruptly, causing Grace to drop her fork, sending it clattering onto her plate. Despite the fact that the sound wasn't all that loud, Judd's gaze meets hers in an instant, his mouth snapping shut without finishing his previous thought, as if he suddenly realizes the way he's been behaving. Please, continue. Judd shakes his head a little. I'm sorry. Grace notices the flush on his cheeks, the way that he scrubs a hand over the back of his neck. I've got a few things to do. Can you please take care of the dishes? The flush slowly fades from Judd's cheeks, but he nods his head. Yeah, whatever you need, Judd answers quickly. Then Grace gets up from the table and heads to the bedroom, leaving Judd alone with his thoughts. After Judd experienced all that he did with losing his family with the 126, and then all of the time it took him to physically and mentally recover from the injuries, well, it had affected their sex life in a big way, which Judd only realized when Grace had pointed it out to him. Their sex life had always been pretty run-of-the-mill, but once they'd gotten past the hurdle of getting their intimacy back, they also did a lot of talking about exploring and trying new things, what they were willing to try and what their hard limits were. Grace is thinking about what those limits are as she takes the handcuffs and blindfold out of the box, setting them on the bed before closing the lid. It's only a few minutes later when Judd appears in the doorway. Grace? She glances up to where Judd is standing in the doorway with a guilty expression on his face, his brow pinched together. I'm sorry about earlier. You put a lot of thought into dinner and I was just oblivious. An oblivious ass. Too wrapped up in my own stuff to think about you. Not for the first time this week, she points out, not unkindly, then crosses the room to meet him in the doorway. Judd dips his head down, wrapping his arm around her lower back to draw her in, his other hand cradling her cheek. His kiss is soft and light, an apology. Grace pulls back, then walks back towards the bed. Do me a favor, Grace says. Anything, baby. Judd's so quick with his reply, it's clear that he really wants to make it up to her, which will definitely be working in her favor. Get undressed and get on the bed for me, Grace tells him. And Judd's eyebrows shoot up at her words, as though he isn't quite sure where the request came from. He gives her one more glance before he obliges, rucking up his shirt and pulling it over his head. Judd continues to undress, stepping out of his jeans and underwear like she asked, then climbs onto the bed, looking like he's not quite sure what to do with himself.
"And what about you?" Judd asks as he looks back at her.
A coy smile crosses her lips.
"Oh, don't you worry about me."
Grace watches as the protest dies on his lips, and she slides the blindfold she'd set aside when Judd was doing the dishes over his eyes. Judd swallows thickly, and Grace watches his throat work as he adjusts to the loss of sight. From her position half standing over him, she bends down and kisses his neck, watching him shiver under the whisper of a kiss. Now that he knows where she's standing, he's able to tug her down on top of him, and she goes easily enough. Even if it's not entirely what she had in mind for tonight, they've barely seen each other all week, and she's missed this closeness and intimacy. Judd groans against her mouth as Grace straddles his hips, still fully clothed, feeling his half-hard cock press against the fabric of her palazzo pants. Judd's hands drift down her back until they reach her waistband, slipping his fingers beneath the material where they brush over the lace of her panties, and Grace can't deny the fire she feels building in her stomach from his feather-like touch. Grace lets his hand wander for a few minutes, enjoying the way that his fingers tease against her, knowing just the way she likes it. She kisses him back until she feels him hard against her, finally pulling back to catch her breath. She slips out of his hold, climbing off of his lap, and Judd makes a grunt of disapproval, causing Grace to giggle.
"Where you going?"
"Not far," she says, rounding the bed so she can scoop up the cuffs from where she'd left them earlier.
"Scout's honor."
Judd laughs. "Baby, you weren't a scout." Grace shakes her head, an amused smile on her face, as she walks back around to the end of the bed. The weight of the cuffs feels just right, a perfect marriage of cool metal and soft lining, pressing into her palm.
"You always have been a man of detail, haven't you?"
"I'd like to see the details of my wife getting undressed right about now," Judd mutters.
Grace grins, finally rounding to Judd's side of the bed. She climbs back onto it, setting the cuffs down within her reach. Judd runs his hands over her sides, frowning when he realizes she's still completely clothed. Before he has the chance to say anything, Grace kisses down his jawline.
"Hey, cowboy, can you scoot over for me a little?"
She urges him to the middle of the bed.
"Just perfect," Grace murmurs,
dragging her hands down his sides, pulling a groan out of him.
"Can you take your damn clothes off?" Judd mumbles against her lips impatiently, as Grace continues to work her hands over him.
"I will, just not yet," Grace tells him,
then tugs at his earlobe with her teeth. Teasing him like this, hearing the sounds that he makes low in his throat because he wants her so badly, it sends a thrill through her as she thinks about how much needier he'll be beneath her hands when he doesn't have the ability to touch her back. She kisses him, her tongue probing against the seam of his lips, interlacing their fingers together above his head. Judd groans against her lips, then makes a move to lift his hands up, but Grace pins them more firmly against the bed, drawing back from the kiss and looking down at him.
"Grace."
She trails kisses along his jawline.
"So, I was thinking," Grace says, keeping their fingers laced together, but drawing one hand up to kiss his knuckles, "that you've had an unpredictable week, and you were pretty out of your depth, not being in control of everything, of not knowing what to expect."
"I was not out of my depth, all right?" Judd sputters.
"Then you'd be okay giving over control of how things go tonight to me."
"You're in control most of the time, baby."
"Yeah, but this is different," Grace explains, mouthing at his neck and not missing the way that he presses up into her more.
"Different?" Judd asks, his voice rough.
"Different," Grace repeats, smiling into his skin before he lifts up a little. "You'd be letting me make the decisions, tell you what to do, Unless you need me to stop.
Judd's throat clicks, and he nods his head.
Yeah, all right.
Grace knows she's going to be pushing his boundaries more than she has in the past.
If you need me to stop, you say so, Grace says. He makes a sound of approval. Then Grace moves her lips over his neck again, finally releasing her grip on his hands.
Well, now that we've got that covered, the fun can really begin, she says, reaching over for the cuffs and hooking her finger through them.
She helps Judd get situated more comfortably on the bed, positioned with a pillow at his back. He moves his arms to circle around her waist.
Hands above your head, Grace coos, as she kisses the shell of his ear.
Judd stiffens slightly, as though he's not sure what to do with her command, then does what Grace asked a moment later. She takes his right hand, tilting it at his wrist so his palm is facing outward, kissing it tenderly as a content sigh slips past Judd's lips. The distinct sound of metal clicking together cuts through the room, and the cuff slides into place around his wrist. Judd tenses once more at the sudden restraint, although he's not cuffed to anything yet. Grace realizes just how hard it is for him to hand it over to her. The control. Even though he does it so often without even thinking about it. She looks down into his face, halting her movements.
If you want me to stop.
No.
Judd shakes his head as he cuts her off, though it's hard to tell what exactly is going on in his head when they can't make eye contact.
No, I'm good.
That's all the encouragement that Grace needs, taking his other hand and kissing the inside of his palm. She easily weaves the chain of the cuffs through the wrought iron of the headboard, then clicks the other cuff into place.
That feel okay?
Grace hears a small sound slip past Judd's lips, though he doesn't immediately answer her question with words. Grace looks down into his face patiently, the blindfold making it more challenging to read his facial expressions, so she waits.
Yeah, it's all right, he says,
alongside a small nod. Grace smiles, dipping her head down and kissing along the column of his throat before she settles back away from him. Judd's lips pressing together in a tight line. She pulls off her shirt and her bra, tossing them carelessly onto the floor, then moves back into Judd's space, hovering there above him. She doesn't miss the small movement as he instinctively moves to wrap his arms around her, stopping short with a rigid clang of the cuffs. A frustrated grunt slips past his lips at the inability to reach out and touch her. Grace shifts her body from where she straddles Judd, dragging her clothed pussy against Judd's hard cock.
This is gonna be fun, Grace murmurs,
dipping her head forward, lips brushing his ear.
Grace.
Judd makes a sound that sounds dangerously close to a whine. Grace repeats the motion, feeling Judd's hips move against hers, creating friction. The sound of his heavy breathing surrounding her. She grinds down against him a few more times, the way that he's needy and desperate for her, making the desire in her stomach burn hotter. When Grace halts the roll of her hips, she climbs off the bed to strip down the rest of the way. She studies the expression on Judd's face, the way his lips press into a tight line again as he tries to control his features. The one thing he does have power over. This time, noticeably not pulling against the restraints. She doesn't return to him immediately. Instead, grabbing the harness that she'd set out earlier and securing it in place, glancing down at the pink dildo that now hangs between her legs. Grace is surprised that Judd has been able to remain quiet for so long, not missing the way that he swallows thickly at the unknown sounds that filled the space between them.
You're being so patient for me, Grace praises,
as the mattress dips down slightly under her weight, dragging her fingernails down over Judd's thigh, causing him to jolt from the sudden sensation.
Shit!
Judd curses, pulling against the handcuffs and making a sound of frustration. She drags her fingernails over the sensitive skin again, hearing a muffled groan as he bites down on his bottom lip to try and quiet the sound. Using her other hand, she strokes Judd's dick, her thumb sweeping over its swollen head.
"Fuck,"
he adds intelligently, after Grace strokes his cock a few times, then shifts forward and wraps her lips around it. The pace she sets is slow and deliberate, rolling her tongue over the sensitive head as she continues up and down his length.
"Baby, please."
Judd sounds downright desperate, and it's like music to her ears, fueling the fire that's roaring within her. His moans send a shockwave straight to her pussy, and she shifts on the bed, the ridged edge of the base pressing against her from her new position. Grace moans around Judd, her fingers wrapping around the base of his cock, stroking a few times before continuing with the careful glide of her lips. Judd groans with obvious impatience, bucking his hips up slightly, though not enough to make her gag. Grace pulls off of him completely, moving until her forearm presses his hips against the bed, pinning him in place from the new point of contact, the thrill from being in control coursing through her veins.
"Do you care to remind me who's making the decisions right now?" Grace asks, dropping her hand from around the base of his cock.
"You are," Judd stutters.
Grace hums her approval.
"So does that mean you take what you want, or that you accept what I give you?"
Judd's throat clicks as he swallows hard, and Grace watches the rapid rise and fall of his chest, loving how easily she can make him come undone.
I accept what you give me," Judd says.
Grace waits a few moments, leaving her arm in place, keeping his hips pinned to the bed, and wraps her lips around his dick again, swirling her tongue around its head at the end of each movement. She continues teasing him for a few minutes, enjoying the small sounds he can't help but let out until he's panting, despite his immobility. Grace eases off his cock, taking her time to pepper kisses over his skin, from his hips up towards his neck. Then she rests beside him, settling her hand against his chest, feeling the rapid beating of his heart, placing her chin on top of her hand. She looks up into his face, despite the fact that he can't return her gaze.
"So," she begins, gently scratching at the other side of Judd's chest with her fingernails until a small sigh slips past his lips.
"I know we've talked about this before, but I want you to know what I'm planning to do before we get started."
Grace picks up on the way Judd tenses slightly with anticipation.
"Obviously, we're using the blindfold and the handcuffs."
Judd chuckles.
"Yeah, I picked up on that."
Despite his building anxiety and anticipation over what she's going to be doing to him, she can feel the trust radiating from him. He's nervous, yeah, but he knows Grace would never do anything he didn't want, and that she's always thinking about his needs at the forefront of her mind. Judd rests his chin on the top of her head, causing Grace to smile, and she presses a kiss against his chest.
"We had talked about experimenting a while ago, when we started to really reconnect after everything that happened," Grace explains, her voice trailing off and leaving the pain of the past unsaid. "We even made some purchases, and they've just been sitting there in the box collecting dust."
"Experimenting," Judd repeats.
The corner of Grace's mouth pulls into a smile. She peppers kisses along his jawline, then,
"I want to flip you over and fuck you with this."
Grace shifts on the bed, realizing he can't see anything, or even feel the dildo from their current positions. She straddles his waist, carefully pulling the blindfold up to give him the chance to see her, his consent important. Judd blinks several times, trying to adjust to the brightness of the room. He squints a little, then finally begins to take in the vision of Grace straddling his hips, with the bright pink dildo hanging between her legs.
"Judd stammers unintelligibly. You want to fuck me with that thing?
I do, Gray says, shifting her weight back onto his thighs, not dropping his gaze.
I want to feel you beneath me, and know that nobody in this life has ever made you feel that way before.
I need you to let go of everything that's been going on in that head of yours, and just feel.
I want that too, Judd tells her, after a pause, and she sees through the thin veil of apprehension to what lies beneath. The same heat and desire that's overwhelming her.
Grace takes his face between her hands, kissing him tenderly until Judd licks into her mouth. She kisses him back with the same passion, then finally pulls away, leaning her forehead against his as they catch their breath.
Plus, you look sexy as hell. I can't imagine telling you to take that off.
Grace laughs quietly, brushing her thumb over the stubble at his jawline.
Well, you'd better get a good look, because you aren't going to see anything else for a bit.
She shifts back, allowing Judd's eyes to rake over her body greedily, not missing the way that they linger at the strap-on.
I'm going to take the cuffs off, and you're going to turn over and get onto your knees for me. Think you can do that?
Judd nods his head a little.
I can do that.
Good boy, Grace murmurs, pressing a kiss to his lips and gently tugging the blindfold back down over his eyes. She grabs the keys from her bedside table, then unlocks the cuffs, easing Judd's wrists out and kissing the outside of each of them. Without being spurred on anymore, Judd shifts on the bed until he's on his hands and knees, waiting for more direction. It's no secret that Judd could easily overpower Grace if he wanted. His size and power are one of the things that turns her on the most when they're being intimate. But getting to see him vulnerable like this, willing to let her take the lead and have control? Damn if that isn't going to shoot straight to the top of her list of turn-ons from this day forward. She grabs the lube and sets it down beside her on the bed.
You can lay down on your stomach for now, Grace says, as Judd follows her direction,
tracing her fingers lightly at his shoulder and trailing them down towards his ass, causing him to shiver.
I want you to let me take care of you and make you feel good.
Grace kisses the back of his neck, opening the bottle of lube.
Can you just tell me before...
He trails off.
Whatever you need from me, Grace assures him,
brushing the thumb of her free hand over his lower back until she hears a quiet sigh.
I want this to be good for you. Not that I don't appreciate you wanting to take care of me, but what are you getting out of all this? Judd asks curiously after a minute.
Oh, Judd, I don't think you have a clue how much I'm getting out of this.
And damn if that's not true. Even just seeing him like this makes heat rush to her core.
Grace dips down, pressing a kiss against his lower back. She lubes up a couple of fingers as she kisses his skin a few more times.
Do me a favor and hold on to the headboard.
Judd reaches up and grabs a hold of the wrought iron of their headboard, dropping his forehead forward against the pillows. She gently eases one of his knees up for easier access. Despite how much bigger he is than her, he moves easily, as if she's molding him.
I'm going to start getting you ready.
Grace's finger circles his hole a few times, so he can get used to the feeling, before gently pressing against the tight ring of muscle.
If you feel like it's too much and you need me to stop, or you just need a minute, I need you to speak up, Judd.
Okay, Judd says quietly, the word muffled from the hollow space the pillows have created. Grace's finger presses in easily enough, but she pauses as Judd tenses. Her face pulls into a frown, but she feels him relax after a few seconds.
You could keep going, it feels different.
Once you get used to it, it'll feel really good, she promises. Grace remembers her first time trying anal, and how nervous she'd been about the pain. But Judd had been there talking her through it.
keeping her at ease and promising if it was too much or wasn't what she wanted anymore, that they could stop. She'd been willing to try for him, and now he was willing to try this for her. With Judd, she shared a level of trust that she'd never experienced with anyone else, and she's reminded of that as Judd relaxes around her finger. Grace moves her finger in and out of Judd, slowly getting him used to the unfamiliar sensation, taking her time to work him open. When he gives the okay, she adds a second finger, continuing the motion until she hears a sound escape him, instantly stilling. Judd? Judd lifts his head, then moves his hips back to meet Grace's stalled movements.
"Please don't stop," he says,
a slight tilt to his voice making it sound more like a plea. Grace can't stop the satisfaction that courses through her, fucking him with her fingers, stretching him open, and savoring the gasp it pulls from her husband. After a few more minutes, Grace withdraws her fingers and wipes them off, kissing Judd's lower back.
"I think you're ready."
Grace lubes the dildo, making sure she takes every consideration to make this as pleasurable as possible for Judd. While she's busy doing that, she catches movement out of the corner of her eye. Judd letting go of the headboard, reaching his hand down to stroke his dick. "Judson Ryder." He halts completely.
"Didn't I tell you to hold on to the headboard for me?"
"Yeah,"
Judd says after a pause, then sucks in a breath when Grace circles her thumb over his hole.
"Better to know that you can't control yourself now rather than halfway through," Grace says,
more to herself than Judd. She climbs off the bed, her hand dropping away from Judd's ass, and retrieves the cuffs.
"Grace, what are you..."
Click. The sound is gratifying as the cuffs slide back into place around Judd's wrist.
"Give me your other wrist," Grace instructs him, cuffing Judd to the headboard.
She stands there silently, taking in the sight of him until he squirms on the bed impatiently.
"Grace, please."
She grins, climbing back on the bed, urging Judd onto his knees.
"In all of our years together, I'm not really sure I've ever seen you quite so desperate."
Judd remains still, waiting for Grace to make a move. She grazes her fingertips over the back of his thighs, dragging her fingernails down over the skin until he whimpers. He jerks back, and the cuffs clatter against the headboard, abruptly cutting off his attempted movement.
"Fuck! Please, Grace, before my dick falls off!"
Grace bites down on her lip, but she's unable to stop the giggle that drifts past her lips.
"Your dick will be just fine."
She takes mercy on him, resting one hand on her hip, lining the pink dildo up, and carefully pressing into him as Judd lets out a strangled grunt. She stops, letting him adjust to the unfamiliar girth, despite it being one of the smaller options for beginners.
"Go ahead," Judd says gruffly.
Grace nods, although Judd can't see her, and she shifts her hips forward, pressing into him. As much as the feeling is unfamiliar to Judd, it's just as unfamiliar for her. She repeats the motion, this time not stopping partway through the thrust for him to adjust. She moans quietly, almost a sigh, when her cunt rubs against the base of the dildo as it fully seats inside Judd. The pace starts slow as they both adjust to their reversed positions, and she can tell the moment that discomfort completely fades away for Judd, moving his hips back the little that he can to meet her thrusts.
"Grace!"
Judd keens, his voice shaky and uneven, as if he's unable to catch his breath. She intentionally slows at the pitch of his voice, hearing just how desperate he is. Grace wants to stretch this out a little longer, enjoy the way that he feels beneath her. She appreciates the way that Judd is totally consumed by his desire, much like she is right now, and he's unable to formulate any words beyond her name. She takes those moments to catch her breath,
Surprised by how winded she's become. Sweat collecting between her breasts and beading on her brow. Using the back of her hand, she wipes the sweat from her face. Thrusting in more fluid movements, Grace's breath comes out in exaggerated puffs as she rolls her hips at the end of each motion, grinding against the base that feels like it's giving her life.
"Judd," Grace manages, "you're so perfect like this."
He makes a small sound at her words as she leans forward, stretching out so that her torso covers his back, their sweat-slick bodies sticking together. She doesn't move much, dropping a hand down to reach for his cock, pumping it in her hand a few times.
"Damn, baby."
He's clearly taken by surprise, this being the first time she's touched his dick since she cuffed him back to the headboard. He struggles for a few seconds, with rocking forward into Grace's grip, then back onto the dildo that's filling his ass, his rhythm faltering for a few awkward movements until he's able to find the groove and settle into it.
This feels so... shit!
Grace cries out when he slams himself back onto the strap-on, the movement sending vibrations through her core.
"I'm gonna come,"
she chokes out against the shell of his ear, her hand moving more eagerly over Judd's cock, her hips stuttering when her orgasm pulses through her. Grace's breaths are labored as she grapples for control, only stalling the thrusts for a few moments, the blinding white continuing to burst out in her vision as her hips work to create a more relentless pace. The new tempo sends Judd over, shouting out as he comes on the sheets beneath him. Grace stops thrusting then, his dick pulsing as she lets go, resting her weight against Judd's back as her breathing begins to return to normal. She remains still, kissing between his shoulder blades until Judd finally shifts beneath her.
"Not that I'm complaining about any of what just happened, but can you please take the dildo out of my ass and take these damn cuffs off so I can touch you?"
Grace's laugh is muffled against his sweaty skin, and she carefully climbs off of him, then unlocks the cuffs to free his wrists. They end up stripping the sheets from the bed and replacing them with crisp, clean ones. Then they take a shower to clean up, and it's not lost on Grace how much more his hands wander than they usually do, seemingly with no interest in actually getting cleaned up. Judd grabs her by the hips, walking her the half-step back until she's pressed against the cool tile of the shower. She arches her back with a startled gasp, a laugh rumbling from Judd's chest as he dips his head down so his lips can brush her ear.
What else you got in that box?"
Grace smiles but doesn't say anything, and Judd pulls back slightly as he looks down at her, raising his brow. He covers her lips with his own, not wasting any time before he's licking into her mouth. His fingers tease over her pussy until she's feeling weak in the knees, sure that if he gave her even an inch of space, that her knees would buckle.
"Judd," she breathes out,
not sure she could even give him an answer if she wanted to.
"Well, whatever it is, I'm looking forward to trying it with you, baby."
And Grace really can't argue with that. End part 3.